That was Army of Anyone with It Doesn't Seem to Matter. Welcome to another episode of Rock for Rookies. I am Johnny, filling in for Mike while he's away on reserve duty. Mike, stay safe. Hope to see you sometime next week. For those of you looking for your standard Rock for Rookies episodes, you're going to be a little bit disappointed because I've got all kinds of different music that you're not used to hearing, and I've got a pairing of songs towards the end of the show that are probably two songs that have never been played back-to-back ever before in the history of modern rock music. Talk a little bit about Army of Anyone for a second, a supergroup formed by Filter frontman Richard Patrick, the brothers DeLeo, Dean and Robert from Stone Temple Pilots, and Ray Luzier on drums, formerly of David Lee Roth's band. We're going to hear a little bit more about him later in the show. They put out one album. It was awesome. And I recommend you all check it out. It's called Army of Anyone, and it came out, I think, around 2006. Let's kick it back into the music right now. This is Elliot Smith with Coast to Coast.
Stop for a resolution in the seemed that life was so wonderful, a miracle. Oh, it was beautiful, magical. And all the birds in the trees, well, they'd be singing so happily, joyfully, playfully watching me. But then they sent me away to teach me how to be sensible, logical, responsible, practical. And they showed me a world where I could be so dependable, clinical, intellectual, cynical. There are times when all the world's asleep, the quest is run,
Elliott Smith, we heard Michael McDonald with his cover of I Heard It Through the Grapevine, At Vance with their cover of Supertramp's Logical Song, and Santo Gold with You'll Find a Way. Elliott Smith was an indie rocker, sort of folk rock styled artist. He had a track that was very popular, earned him a nomination for an Academy Award on the soundtrack for Good Will Hunting. After that, he was really unable to deal with the popularity and being famous, and it pretty much drove him out of his mind. He totally thought people were following him, and it ended pretty tragically with him taking his own life in really, really suspicious circumstances. The track that we heard was off of his album From a Basement on the Hill, which was released after his death. A lot of the songs weren't even finished, so they hired one of his former producers to come in and finish up the album to help release it. Following that, Michael McDonald, who you might know from acts like Steely Dan and the Doobie Brothers. Most famously, he had a track with the Doobie Brothers called Taking It to the Streets, which is a really killer tune. I love his voice. I think he's really soulful. I think he's really cool. And he does what's called that whole blue-eyed soul scene where it's white guys singing music that was traditionally intended for black people. Yeah, for those of you who didn't understand that, he's a white guy, so better give the guy some props. At Vance is a German power metal band led by Oliver Hartmann and Olaf Lenk. They've had a million turnovers on their people. Hartmann and Lenk are, of course, the two mainstays, but there's been about a dozen people in the band. There's four currently. I don't know exactly who it is, but what I do know is that they most recently, this past September, released an album called Ride the Sky. So if you're into that sound, check it out. And finally, Santo Gold. Debut album came out in 2008, and it features appearances from members of Steel Pulse, Disco D, Freak Nasty, a lot of really famous artists. They said that their main idea in putting together the album was to break down boundaries and really push forward what people's perceptions are of popular music, and being able to tie in all these other counterculture styles like dub and punk and rock and all that. It was a pretty cool album, definitely worth checking out. Let's get back into the music right now. Go back in time a little bit on this one. Here is The Who with My Wife.
We'll be right back. Yeah.
Rock for Rookies. Following The Who, we heard Forefront with Girth, Jamie's Cryin' by Van Halen, and Stephen Stills with Cherokee. The track My Wife is off of the album Who's Next by The Who. Originally, they had tried to do another rock opera sort of album, much like Tommy. The project was called Lifehouse and never really got off the ground, which led the band to make an album of unrelated tracks that became Who's Next. Of course, that album's famous for tracks like Won't Get Fooled Again and the immortal track Baba O'Reilly. After that, Forefront, a progressive rock group based out of New Jersey, led by Joe Bergamini on drums, they put out two albums. Both were pretty awesome, and haven't heard much from them since then. Joe Bergamini was doing drum work for several Broadway shows, so I know he's busy. I don't know what the other guys are doing, but their music is awesome and definitely worth checking out. Jamie's Cryin' by Van Halen, of course, is off of their debut album, which is in the rare diamond status, meaning it has sold over 10 million copies, the only debut album to have sold that many copies in history. And finally, Stephen Stills, famously from Buffalo Springfield and Crosby, Stills and Nash. His debut solo album, also called Stephen Stills, was a tremendous hit, peaking at number 3 and proved that he was a tremendous talent, even though, considering the career he had, that man had nothing left to prove to anyone in the music industry. Let's kick things up a little harder. This is Megadeth with I Thought I Knew It All.
But I know there's reason just to see it from this far. the shed was rotten. Let it rain. Said it was enough to drive any man insane. When it rained, he felt so bad. When it snowed, he felt just simply sad. She lived in a house so very big and grand. For him it seemed like some very distant land. So when he called her, his shed to mend, she said, "I'm sorry, you just have to find." Than you thought.
After Megadeth, we heard Nick Drake with Man in a Shed and Jane's Addiction with Standing in the Shower Thinking. The track I Thought I Knew It All is from Megadeth's album Euthanasia, which I think is their finest album, the most cohesive as a unit, the best songwriting, and it was during their most stable lineup period, which meant that they were also very productive, put out a bunch of albums through that, and had their most successful period at that time. Following that, Nick Drake, possibly the saddest man in history. He was an English singer, songwriter, and musician, best known for his haunting acoustic songs. He was one of those artists who suffered from depression and insomnia, and the fact that he was getting zero respect and not making any money whatsoever really added to his desolate outlook on life and ended with him taking his own life. Sadly, of course, in 2000, Volkswagen featured the title track from the album Pink Moon in a television advertisement, and within a month, Drake had sold more records than he had in the previous 30 years. Much like the Vincent van Gogh piece of artwork that sold recently at auction for $90 million. And finally, Jane's Addiction, the debut solo album, Nothing's Shocking, from 1988, well, that was a long time ago, featured the funk-oriented musical style through Dave Navarro's heavy guitar riffs and the distinct singing, of course, of Perry Farrell. And I will say this before we move on to the next song. Dave Navarro is a very underrated artist and guitar player. He's famous for having been married to Carmen Electra and living a very public lifestyle, but really he is a tremendous guitar player and deserves a lot more credit than he gets. Now I've got a song for you, followed by another song, oddly enough, and the two of these have never been played back-to-back, I'm sure, in the history of mankind. So let's start it off with Elvis Costello and the track Big Tears.
Everyone is in the shop, but no one is amazed. Even if they hit you, you still
Yes, that's right. I just played Elvis Costello followed by Static X with So Real. Believe it or not, it just happened. The track Big Tears by Elvis Costello is off of his second album, This Year's Model, ranked number 98 on Rolling Stone magazine's list of the 500 greatest albums of all time, and also received a 10.0 from Pitchfork Media. Maximum Mike and I always get into this argument about various websites that retroactively rate albums, obviously because there was no internet 30 years ago, and he has a big problem with it, and I sort of see it from his perspective in the sense that it's easy to give an album a great ranking when you understand what its contribution was to the form as a whole and what its influence and impact was, whereas an album that comes out tomorrow, you're not going to be able to really tell that for another 20 years. Something worth discussing and something worth thinking about. Following that, Static X, led by Wayne Static, born Richard Wayne Wells. He is actually an atheist and a vegetarian. He loves four-wheeling in his modified 1968 Ford Bronco, and if you think that I'm doing a bit of a dating site sort of overview, you should know that he is currently married to adult film actress Tara Ray, and he also appears as a mystery guest on an adult film that Ray hosted called Radium Volume 2. That's going to do it for me here on another episode of Rock for Rookies. You can make sure to see Michael, aka Maximum Mike, here next week. I've got one more track for you before I go, another cover of an old R&B song. This is Theater of Tragedy with their cover of You Keep Me Hanging On, which originally was by Diana Ross and the Supremes. Have a great week, and see you next time.